new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
So much disappointment when you don't get a call or text or tweet or anything.
A tweet.
A something. After that first date, you've just been blown off. That's why we do this, to help you out. Hot1015TampaBay.com/blown off. Malik, you're feeling like you hadn't heard back from Vanessa.
Yeah, man, I haven't heard back from this girl. I'm wondering what's the deal with her, really.
Oh, so tell us, how did you and Vanessa meet?
She works out at the gym that I work out at. I seen her a couple of times for about 2 weeks. I've been watching her. And I decided, you know, one of her steps to my business, and I stepped to her. Oh. And I got her phone number, and we went out to the movies. Oh. And we hung out at the movies. We had a good time. We went to see Straight Outta Compton at the Sin Bistro.
Oh, that's fancy. Okay.
Yeah, you know, we having drinks. We sitting back. We kicking it. You know what I'm saying? We go watch the movie. Everything is groovy. She even gave me a kiss goodbye, and after that, I ain't hear from Pretty no more.
Oh, man. And, like, the fact that you're even at the same gym together, like, you would think
right.
that you would
you
have
know,
run.
We working out. She looking good, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm doing my thing. She looking good. I've been checking her out for a minute. You know, we kind of been eyeing back and forth with each other. But
you can tell. Like, you can tell if you're picking up a vibe from someone.
Wow.
I mean, she just wanted, I don't know, she just wanted to go to Sin Bistro or something.
Maybe. I hope not. We're going to find out, though. We got to find out.
Oh, yes, we do. All right. Malik, hold on. In 3 minutes, we'll try to get Vanessa on the phone on the new Hot 101.5.
Your man on the road, he doing promo. You said keep our business on the low, low. I'm just trying to get you out the friend zone. Because you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house. Send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know. I'ma let you know and keep it simple. Trying to keep it up don't seem so simple. I just before I saw you, and you gon' have to do it at my tempo. Always try to send me off to rehab. Started feeling like it's decaf. I'm just trying to live life for the moment. And all this mother.
Only time that I'll be by your
Go bring it back. It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Malik and Vanessa met at the gym. As Malik said, he stepped to Vanessa, and they went to Cine Bistro.
Is, like, amazing.
It is, but Malik hasn't heard back from Vanessa,
right.
So we have to find out why. Are you ready, Malik?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, now, let me just be the bearer of the news here, where we're going to do the talking. So, Malik, let us, you know, get on the phone first with her when she answers, and hopefully we'll be able to figure this out, okay?
Hello?
Hey, is this Vanessa?
Yeah.
Hey, Vanessa, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show. Don't mean to barge in on you, but we have a couple questions.
Yeah. Basically, Vanessa, is that we have a friend in common. His name is Malik.
Yes.
And we know that you guys went out on a date. He hasn't heard back from you, but he really likes you. So we're just trying to play mediator here.
Yes.
And kind of figure out what went wrong. Why haven't you called him back?
He didn't tell you?
Well, I mean, he told us that, you know, you guys went to Cine Bistro and it was a really good date. I mean, listen, between the two of us, I love me some Cine Bistro. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to figure out what went
wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all great. But did he tell you that he kept pulling out a medicine bottle? It didn't have a label on it and he kept taking swigs of it.
Wait, so he was drinking the syrup?
You know, I didn't want to ask him what it was because I didn't know if it was medicine, like if it was prescribed.
Oh, Vanessa, what? Vanessa, we actually have Malik on the phone.
It's her baby purple drink. You know what it was.
Oh. Who are you, Lil Wayne?
I didn't know that this was a thing. Like, this is a real thing.
You know, you put Jolly Ranchers in it, it gives you a nice taste. I like to put the cherry and the watermelon in it, and it gives me a good taste. You should just ask for some. Come on now.
Well, maybe you should have offered it. I mean,
nasty.
Oh, maybe not.
I mean, what sort of feeling does this syrup
Miguel,
give
you? Sound like the most ridiculous person. Like, get with it.
Syrup makes you mellow you out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this makes you feel real good. You need to try it. You need to get some nice good syrup and put some nice Jolly Ranchers in it. And whatever flavors you like, and then it gives it a nice flavor. It's cool, man. It's like sipping on some yak or something.
Oh.
So you're an alcoholic or a drug addict or something?
Nah, I was chilling.
We were chilling watching a movie. You can't even watch a movie without drinking that nasty stuff.
Yo, we had drinks at the bar. Didn't you sip your little Moscato? You had your thing at the bar. So what's the problem? I sipped some scissors while you watching the flick.
I'm not drinking cough syrup.
I feel like you can't really put Moscato and scissor up on the same level. Maybe.
Yo, exactly. It's not,
it's just got
a bad name. It's an all right thing. Don't knock it till you try it, my baby girl.
Oh, baby girl.
Oh, my God. Listen.
You know what? Can I try some?
I'm saying, you know, let's go on a second date. I bring the syrup and we get chill.
No. Oh, no, absolutely not.
Vanessa said
absolutely not.
Okay.
Come to my crib, we can Netflix and chill with some syrup.
Oh, no!
Yes! Blown off.
If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.